Well, one story prompting a lot of international news and indeed a great deal of debate is this. Pope Francis has criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust. The laws, that is, saying God loves all his children just as they are, and has called on Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ plus people into the church. This was in an interview that the Pope gave earlier this week. So what's going to be the discussion and debate and possible fallout from this? We welcome now 2702 Drive Father Russell Pollitt, Jesuit priest and director of the Jesuit Institute here in Johannesburg. Father Pollitt, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time. I'm assuming that the Pope has held these views for a long time. What do you think has prompted him to express them as clearly and forcefully as he has in this interview right now?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to all your listeners. The Pope has actually spoken out about questions around LGBTQ for a long time, as you say. He's also met a number of times with Father James Martin, who is based in New York, who has started a global ministry about including LGBTQ people into the church. So I think this is just a continuum of what the Pope already holds. But what has happened of late is, for example, not too far from us, in Lusaka in December, the Archbishop of the Archdiocese there came out saying that the government should arrest LGBTQ people because it's still criminal in the law there. And there's a number of states, I believe, in the U.S. which still hold, that you can't be gay in those states. And so I think the Pope is becoming more and more aware of bishops who are kind of aligning themselves with this politics, and he was specifically speaking to them, so he's clearly making his mind known.
Would it be fair to say that in general, across the African continent, the position tends to be conservative of this issue? And if I'm right in that characterization, how significant is it that the Pope has said this ahead of his first visit to our continent, which I think is in February?
Yeah, I would say that the church generally in Africa is pretty conservative and would hold anti-homosexuality positions. Even here in South Africa, for example, we know in our own society, despite what our constitution says, many LGBTQ people feel that they are often targets and are excluded because of their status. So I think as well, the Pope coming to Africa is saying that because he's aware that it is an issue here. But I think we also need to say that it's not just in Africa.
Yes.
I mean, this is certainly a view that's held in the United States. And the U.S. Catholic Church has moved very much to the right in the last couple of years in reaction to Pope Francis. In fact, it's quite a divided church. And so it might be something about Africa, but I think, he's also got the U.S. in mind.
Yes.
Where there's been a lot of publicity around these issues.
Pope coming to the DRC and South Sudan, that visit would be taking place next month. Father Pollitt, I mean, as popes move through their time as leader of the Catholic Church, obviously they don't have the same clock that a sitting president in or prime minister in any country in the world has around elections. But do you think that they kind of calibrate their time and perhaps become more forceful as they get deeper into the job, more willing to take on controversies, saying, well, if I don't do it now, who knows when?
I think there is a touch of that, especially with Pope Francis. But I also, I really think this is a continuum of his position that he's held. Look, when he was elected in 2013, Pope Francis was given the mandate by the cardinals to reform the Vatican Curia, which is the offices of the church, because there were all sorts of issues there. And I think many of them are quite surprised when he said, well, it's not just the offices that need reform, it's the whole church.
Right.
And so for the last 10 years, he's been working off this reform mandate. But he obviously must be thinking, look, I'm 86 now, I don't know how much more time I've got. And he seems to have his foot on the gas because he's pushing through a number of reforms and he's speaking his mind about issues like this. So, for example, he's reformed the Vatican Bank, Vatican finances, procedures for bishops. There's a lot of those sorts of internal things, but he's been very vocal on issues around migrants, now we see with LGBTQ. So he might be thinking, I'm not sure how much time I've got left, or maybe he intends to retire. We just don't know. He has already said he's not going to do that anytime soon in the future. And the other thing is, John, he has called for this worldwide synod of the Catholic Church, which is taking place in October this year. And it's been a 2-year process to get there.
Yes.
And a number of the things he's talking about are things that are coming from churches on the ground. So, for example, even the document that was sent from South Africa spoke about the role of women in the church, the exclusion of LGBTQ people. So I think as well he's been looking at this stuff and he's picking up as well what's coming from the ground and saying, okay, I need to speak out.
So I said it was his first visit to Africa. Well, I was close. It's actually his fifth, so I wasn't close at all. He's been to Kenya, Uganda, the Central African Republic, Egypt, Morocco, that at the invitation of the king there. He's been to Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius. So next contestant, it is the fifth visit. Father Pollitt, these debates, I suppose around, broadly speaking, gender politics, sexual politics, and so on, how would you characterize the balance of feeling in the Catholic Church in South Africa? Deeply divided, shifting back and forth? What would be your description?
I would say that the church would be divided on this. There would be a number of people in the church in South Africa that would certainly want us to move forward on some of these issues and follow the lead of the Pope. But there certainly is another part of the church which says we can't do that. We need to continue with the tradition of the church. We need to make sure that, you know, what we've always taught remains the same. The difficulty of a position like that is it can be a misunderstanding of tradition. I mean, tradition doesn't mean we have to do things as they were done, you know, right from the word go. Tradition also changes as context changes.
Yes.
We don't lose the essentials. But the way that we do things may change. So I would say there is two sides to the church, but I don't think it's as acrimonious as what we're seeing in the U.S., for example, at the moment. I mean, I still think there's a level of dialogue that is happening and that people are talking about it, and they're not simply just cutting people off or, as is happening in some parts of the U.S., simply just excommunicating people.
Right. And just finally, I mean, you know, almost an empirical question, is the Catholic Church in South Africa growing? What have been the trends? I don't know, what's a reasonable timeline? 5 years, 10?
The church is certainly growing. It's growing on the whole African continent, and it certainly has been growing in South Africa as well. In fact, if one looks at the figures, most of the global south, we're seeing a growth in faith, but in the global north, we're seeing a drop-off.
Right.
I think that after COVID, we saw a lot of people move out, and there's been some worries in the last 2 or 3 years that people have not been coming back. But I just heard recently that the numbers are picking up again, and a number of new people wanting to come in. So, for example, wanting to be baptized.
Yes.
So there people are still coming into the church, and it's certainly growing on the African continent and here in South Africa.
Thanks so much. Father Russell Pollitt, Jesuit priest and director of the Jesuit Institute. If you are in the Catholic Church, if that's your faith, and you've read, considered, not for the first time, as Father Pollitt points out, the comments of Pope Francis on the gay community and their relationship to the church, you may want to comment on that, or indeed on any other issue, 011-883-0702. Michael Pedro joins us in about 10 minutes' time with the latest on sport. Bruce will give us the latest on business as well. But I do want to update you on the cricket. These are three crucial one-day internationals for South Africa. At the moment, 265 for 4. Rassie van der Dissen, 102 off 113 balls batting with David Miller, who is not quite David Millering in the way he normally does, but he's on 40 off 46 balls. Only three boundaries in David Miller's innings, and we are just coming to the end of the 47th over. Yeah, so three overs after that. Michael with an update fairly soon. 011-883-0702 and your WhatsApp voice notes, please, on 072-702-1702. It's 26 minutes past 4.